Sandspence Radio, did Tess ever read that fucking book?
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe Bellotto.
I'm Joel Dusha.
And I'm George DeMorelos.
And today's topic is gambling. Cha-ching!
You lose, and now your family hates you.
You had to gamble. Okay, scenario. Here's the scenario. You're at the gambling table from Casino Royale. With James Bond and
Mads Mikkelsen.
Good choice.
Crying blood.
But I mean, that wasn't a choice. That's a scene.
That's fine. It's a good... I'm happy with it.
And
okay.
You're bloody on your last legs. Money's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to stay in this high-stakes gambling competition. And they're like, all right, we'll let you in if you gamble a body part.
I'm going to go with my legs as I'm on my last legs.
Oh. That was almost like... too fast. He's played this before.
And also, if I lose, then they have to carry me out. So who's the real loser? Them.
Why don't they just get up and leave?
Yeah, I think they just do that.
I'll bleed
they're
out.
They're taking
then.
Your
Who
legs.
Cares?
I don't think they're caring about where you're going afterwards.
They're not like, oh, we should get him a cab. They'll be like, ah, oh, just leave him at the table. It's fine. But
also, the future of legs is now. I meant
what?
I feel it's a reference to something.
It's like it was like a slogan he saw on a field.
The future of legs is now.
Like you're just driving along, you see it, and you're like, whoa.
What's it been till now?
My God.
All the caffeine I've had this morning just hit me all at once just before I said that sentence. And I just jumped like three sentences ahead of what I was going to say. Yeah. I'll try that again.
You got to do a setup first for most things.
For a lot of gags.
That wasn't even meant to be a joke. Medicine has come a long way when it comes to prosthetic legs.
Oh, okay.
The future of prosthetic legs is now. I'll be sweet with no legs.
That's oh, wow. True. But I can't believe that's what you meant.
The future of legs is now.
Like, what else could he have meant? What we're doing with legs now is bloody
now, the future.
Is heads above everything we've done with legs in the past.
To be fair, what do they do with legs in the past?
What do they do with legs now?
I'm sure they're doing it less, yeah.
They probably do less. People used to like probably kick a lot more.
I mean,
yeah, like leg day now is a... like punishment almost.
Yeah, yeah. Well, every day used to be leg day.
That I mean, fair.
Plus, every day is still leg day. Like, I don't know about you guys. I've used my legs a little bit today.
We haven't stopped walking like the wall-y people quite yet.
I walked for an hour yesterday and I was ready to kill myself. My legs
walking
hurt
for
so
an hour.
Much.
No, that's foolish. You don't need to
this
walk for an
so
hour.
This is so stupid.
Well, as someone who's still very heavily invested in Pokemon Go, I walk for like hours all the time just for no real reason except like, oh. This video game did a thing. That's
why,
good.
Why do you walk for an hour, Zoe?
I don't have a car, so I needed to get places.
Ah, yes, yes. That's why I walk.
That's why I walk.
That's the only time I get exercise.
You would have thought that.
I had several things to do that were in a short distance from one another, so...
I had to walk.
Oh, so it wasn't an hour straight. It was an hour cumulative.
Yeah.
That's not so bad.
It's like 15 minutes four times. Like
that's fine.
Like I think I've walked an hour today, technically, man. Jeez, from the car and everything.
So sure, if you gamble away your legs, I like that you're like, well, I can get prosthetic legs, but you can't, because presumably you lost and you have no money.
In this situation, just before I, like, because I'm thinking about my answer, Hacksaw, like, how are we donating?
There's a team of surgeons provided by
so, like, I'm not,
MI6.
It's painless.
Yeah, it's painless.
Right. I'm not dying. I just
oh okay.
They all knock right. you but, out, chop off whatever body parts.
Snip, snip.
Also,
snip.
Is there like a comparable pricing here? Like, are we saying there's more valuable body parts, or is it all equal?
It's all equal. They just want one.
So then, why would you go with your legs?
The future
go
of legs
with an
is
earlobe. Go with the earlobe. That's like.
Let's say that
look,
it has to be.
George, how ridiculous would I look without earlobe? That would be stupid. Foolish.
Come on, dude. The future of earlobes.
Was 1967. We know this. It's been recorded. Earlobes aren't getting better. They're getting worse.
If anything, yeah. Isn't that all cheap in production? Mass produced.
Imagine meeting someone who had fake earlobes. You'd be like, why?
I don't
what
want to be
are
your
you
friend.
Doing?
Or if you see someone on your legs, like, that's an unfortunate incident that this man has found himself on.
Bet he gambled them all.
You're a lobist, eh?
So, yep, yeah, that's typical. It.
I say my head. That's what I'm giving up.
Yeah, no good.
Just chop it off, put it on the table.
That's a big gamble.
Yeah, but I think you got to go all in a situation like that.
You does really your don't, head... based on the rules you've done.
Did your head stay sentient?
Yes, I was imagining like it's alive.
And... So these MI6 scientists are good.
Yeah.
So they're cutting off your head. Oh, is it like Futurama-esque?
No. I just imagined it loose. So they're like, chop it off, roll it on the table with all the chips.
I like how you can't just like put a piece of paper saying head.
No, you got to roll the body part into the middle of the poker table.
So I'm losing my legs regardless.
Yeah.
But then you can put them back on.
No, these scientists aren't good at that.
Oh, God.
They didn't know how to take them off.
But it's not a gamble, you idiots. That's why it's gambling.
So yeah, but that's mean. I probably would win.
It's not all equal gambling, though.
But what if you didn't? Well, if you did, you get your legs back, pop them back on. If you're lucky, you get James Bond's legs as well.
Ooh. Oh, so you are actually trading with the other person. That's part I didn't
realize. Yeah, let's say that. Why not?
Well, Bond loses all his money in Casino Royale if we're still going with this thing. And he gets more money. So, like, does that mean in the second time he just comes back, he just rolls his legs onto the table?
Yeah.
That's all right.
Exactly.
That's if I had James Bond's legs as well, I'd probably still put mine back on and then just keep his.
For emergencies.
Just to look at.
Like, physical, like, you're like, this, I need to run to catch that bus. Let's swap legs. Because you'll be faster as James Bond.
Well, maybe I could attach it so that I had four legs.
That's what I was thinking as well. That'd probably be.
But like I don't know how I'd do that.
Center.
A centaur?
Like a shopping centaur. I just got real excited thinking of Dusha with a human head and then horse body but with human legs.
But I don't have a horse body. I've just got a regular man body.
That's right. A boy.
So you got to go to more gambling.
That's basically a boy.
That's the animal body part of gambling.
I need to go to a farm and make a bad bet with a horse.
Farm gambling.
Or a good good for me, about. Bad for him. Sorry, buddy.
Are we sticking with the Casino Royale?
Yes.
I bet my whole body.
Entire body,
because if Mads wins, either or if I win...
But what if the fat businessman wins?
I didn't know there was a fat businessman
in
this situation.
There's a whole bunch of, like, strange people at that table.
It's not just two people.
No, now I'm confused.
There's, like, a group playing.
Do you think
poker.
If there was just Mads Mikkelsen and James Bond, we would be invited to play
yes.
Casino Royale with them?
I think you would be if there's a couple more.
Yes.
A quick game of Casino Royale?
Yeah.
No, there's a whole bunch of people.
No, I'm taking the gamble that Mads might win me or I might win Mads.
That's good. That's a gamble.
That's right. A gamble. That's
I like to imagine you rolling yourself onto the table.
Dumb. Here she is.
And I love the idea that if you win like against a few people, you just automatically get a whole bunch of slaves.
Yeah. I get a James Bond and a fat dude and a Mads Mikkelsen for myself, which
that's
is really the
good.
Dream for me.
That's the only place slavery is legal in the world anymore.
In the Casino Royale.
High stakes games
the
of
ultra
Casino
high stakes.
Royale.
I like that people would have gone into this episode and be like, oh, someone's going to say something ridiculous, but we've started with legs and somehow gotten more. Like, more high stakes. Like, oh, Dusha, legs, you idiot. That's so high stakes. I bet my head. I bet literally all of me.
Well, so I feel like you're going all in too quick. Like, if you intend to go all your body, do it a bit at a time.
All right.
Even at your head.
And then a hand if he, like, needs to raise the stakes.
He can't really do much after that. He's just sitting there.
Like, if I roll
does your body still work on your head? Okay, cool.
I imagine my body sitting there and being, like, tapping with his hand for, like, more cards or whatever.
Also,
you, the stump.
You did state at the start of this episode that all body parts are worth the same value. So you putting your head in versus me putting my legs in is still the same value.
Yeah.
Oh, actually,
my earlobe. So that's just it.
Yeah, that's right. George's earlobe's in the middle as well. I like that the middle of this table is like a whole bunch of chips and money. Zoe, my head, your legs, and George's earlobe.
You
just
create
in the
perfect human being with all of that.
If I won all of that, I wouldn't know what to do with most of that.
I would put your head on my shoulders.
Uh-huh.
Douche's legs on my back.
All right.
And then I guess I'd find somewhere for your earlobe, George.
Ew.
Attach it.
Yeah, extra bits.
Just like a little earlobe coming out of your chest.
Yeah.
That's real unpleasant.
I get you to have his head on your shoulders for like ever.
I would be all right with that.
I think I'd talk a lot. I don't think I'd want me. Like, where on your shoulders? Sure.
Like, there. Like, on the corner.
Oh, I'm at an angle. I'm, like, coming out at an angle from your shoulder.
But I think it works real well, because, like, I'm quite pretty. So on dates, me, and then if I get boring, Jackson's head.
Can we have some kind of hood system?
Yeah. Like, like if the date's going bad and it's my fault, I can just reveal Jackson. And
yeah,
I'll be like,
you reveal you put on the hood, and I'm like, hey, this is my date now. Guess what? I'm Jackson, the man who lives on Zoe's shoulder.
And now you win them over with your charm.
Now you've got to wonder, is this game?
What is this scenario?
How
what
is this
he,
for you?
What if he ends up...
Do things get worse?
If he falls in love with me, though...
No, it's all good, because I'm still physically there, so...
Oh, I guess so.
So Zoe's still having a fun time. Cause...
I feel like you give it, you'd be like, yeah, no, this is sick for 2 weeks, and then after 2 weeks you'd be like, does he love me or does he love the head?
He loves the head. I'm okay with it.
Always loves the head.
Are we our bodies or our
yeah.
heads?
Oh, man. Are we our heads or are we Jackson's head?
Yeah, are we Jackson's head?
Are we our bodies or are we our heads?
The future of legs is now. Yeah. Are we our bodies or are we our heads?
Yeah.
Do you think you'd like, if you lost, do you reckon you'd get by with this scenario?
Like I said, the future of legs is now. I'll be sweet.
I guess I can't get a prosthetic head.
I live with Mads Mikkelsen, so I'm good.
You live in his a mansion, and that's all right.
It'd be funny if he's just like, I got no use, he just puts you in the bin.
But we had a brief couple moments that made me real happy.
When he set you free, he's like, no, you're going in the bin.
I'd like to think he'd keep me as some kind of vacuum cleaner situation where I just like tidy.
Oh, I thought, gonna,
I thought you'd be like, you were literally a vacuum.
You're like, well, he just gets me to suck up the dust or whatever.
I mean, yeah, whatever like, he wants.
You could have just said cleaner.
I've always been real sad that I can't.
That's what she calls cleaners, human vacuum cleaners.
Yeah.
Look at these vacuum cleaners.
I'm going to get a couple of vacuum cleaners into this.
Oh, they're so poor.
I'm always sad that I can't inhale with the same force that I exhale.
You said that? You always say that?
I'm always sad about it. I've been sad about it for like 3 years.
Things like, haven't gotten better for you.
You know when you're like... And how that's so much stronger than when you're like...
No, mine about the same.
No, they're that's not. They are absolutely not, Zoe. Zoe, here's a pen. Okay, grab that pen. Now put it on the table. No, what are you doing?
She's trying to smoke it.
Put it on the table on an angle. Yeah, now blow on it. Yeah, oh, now, so strong. Yeah, now put it in the same place. Suck on it.
Okay, no, I was misunderstanding the task.
Can you get any movement with it?
All right, for our listeners
this
playing...
This isn't usual, but that was hilarious.
All right, so for our listeners playing at home trying to visualize this, Zoe blew a pen and it flew across the table. She then put the pen back, tried to suck it. It did not move. She made a noise. It was good.
But like, she actually did it from like really far away to even have any hope of having
impact. Well, that's how far I blew it from. No, that's where...
She was being scientific.
It's yeah, she was. It's true,
yeah. Because I thought you wanted me to do it with the pen in my mouth.
Oh, no, well, that's different.
And then I was like, that's different. There's a lot more force. And I definitely could accidentally choke on this pen from inhaling.
Exactly, but on the table...
On the table, like, there's no risk. There's no gamble.
Exactly.
Yeah!
But then you think you're going to suck the pen into your mouth. Like, I don't think you've got enough force for that.
No. Look, watch. I got a battery here.
Don't...
This is getting too visual now. I think we're going to get back.
It's all right. We've had an arts and crafts section a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. That was pretty good.
That battery really, tasted real gross. Would you take that gamble? Swap them?
Swap what?
Swap the force with which you exhale with the force with which you inhale. So you no longer exhale with any force. Like you just
but
can't,
you inhale.
But you inhale like a motherfucker.
That's I'm going to be honest. I have never thought about that in my entire life.
I'd
like
do it in a fucking heartbeat. Because I could just stand here and be like, and suck in like shit over there on the other side of the table where douche is.
Can you do that? Can you exhale that far at this point? It's can really... you be swapping?
Yeah, that's fair. I can't exhale that far.
I moved the pen.
Did you? I didn't notice.
Yeah, watch.
There you go.
Yeah.
Shifting the pen ever so slightly.
Yes.
You
okay.
could do it in the other direction. If you could inhale that strong.
That'd be all right. I would take that gamble too.
I think it'd be like the best.
I feel like blowing is like more, you'd want more force with the blowing than with the
when
sucking.
Do you blow in your life?
Dandelions.
Candles.
Candles, yeah.
It's always but, so whimsy.
But with candles, if you...
You can inhale the flame.
You could inhale. No. Because it would be this. It's just the. Because the thing it's that blows out wind. A candle is the wind kind of thing. The air, yeah. Maybe.
Your mouth wind.
Yeah, your mouth wind.
Yeah.
Your mouth hole wind. So, like, if you inhaled, you're not inhaling the fire. It would still come out, though. The
dandelions, though, you are inhaling
have
the dandelions.
Have you ever inhaled a candle?
Because
I'm going to say I have.
Oh.
Yes, and it tastes very not good. So if you're inhaling, I'm guessing you get more of that
what
taste.
Fire tastes like?
No, it's just more waxy.
Okay.
Definitely lost a couple of years of my life lungs-wise after that. You get bored of church, right? Far out when I was a kid. Yeah.
You could.
That was the best part of church was the candles.
Yeah, it's getting high.
It was in there. Drinking fire.
What does fire taste?
Surely it has a flavor.
After testing that, I don't taste any anymore.
Look, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
Blowing on coffee? Now you suck the heat away.
No!
But then you're going to suck the coffee into your mouth.
Yeah.
You just do it at an angle.
You know what? No, this is bad.
There's no benefits.
And you know, sometimes you accidentally exhale with a bit too much force.
Yeah.
That would happen, but breathing in.
Yeah, true. You don't want to accidentally inhale like bugs and stuff.
Mm. You'd fill your lungs faster. You'd be a better swimmer.
Well, would you though? Because the benefit, like when you know you're swimming and you're like, you pop your head on the side and you breathe out, you breathe in and that
kind
of shit.
You breathe in when your head's out of the water, mate.
Breathe out, sink. But you breathe in so much.
But maybe it would take like really long to breathe out in between, like when you're under the water. Yeah. So it's like you're not even halfway through finished and you're coming back up for more air.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah, it's like, so you can stay underwater longer.
But you can't breathe out quickly. Yeah, right?
No, that's what I mean. Because you'd be under for longer. So, like, you just,
but you can't physically hold your breath for more.
Freestyle would change.
But no, now we're talking about lung capacity being different.
Yeah,
so, it's we're saying equal lung capacity.
It's the same lung capacity.
Yeah, yeah. So you're not helping yourself out much, I don't think. Because you're just still halfway through breathing
out. No, because then you're still processing the air. Like, because if you're breathing out slower, you have more air.
You're not breathing out slower, just with less force.
Which in turn would make it slower.
Yeah.
Do you suck in slow?
No, you suck.
You suck in with the same speed.
Wow, this is going to be a listen.
I'm sure. I would love if we all just hyperventilated. That. Silence for the rest of the episode.
It's like they've gone real weird now.
It's real avant-garde.
I like it.
Anyway, this is stuff that I'm thinking about all the time. You got any history for us, JD?
Sure do. So this is a new segment for me.
You were very excited about getting history, I noticed. So you must have found something good.
I didn't. It's, in fact, quite boring.
Oh, yay!
For a second, I was thinking it was going to be about inhaling. That's what the episode was about.
So, next week.
I was reading about gambling, and really the history of gambling was always going to be the same thing. When did it start? So in Australia, we were settled in 1770. It took them 40 years before gambling started, so 1810.
Well, that is so not true.
Bloody two up, mate.
Yeah, I know, but like, as in, people doing gambling, what does that mean? Institutionalized gambling.
Yeah.
That was recording of official gambling event. At you, mate.
But like, as in, you can still bet.
Horse racing. It was the first thing they bet on.
Legally.
Officially.
Hey, what are the rules of two up?
One, two.
It's not.
That's
too
not. What? It's one, two. Next
it's heads
question.
Or tails.
It's just heads or tails, but with two coins and you throw money.
Yeah.
No, but describe to me, give me an example of play.
Okay, there's two coins on my paddle.
Uh huh.
You make a bet with me.
I bet $5.
Yeah, but is it going to be heads or tails?
Oh,
or?
I bet $5 it's going to be heads.
Both or just one? One or two up.
What?
Yeah, one heads or two heads?
Two heads.
All right, and then I flip it, and like, it was one heads, one tails. Your $5 is mine.
That's just nonsense.
What is the actual winning? Do you get double? You must be getting more than double, because that's like... Because
the odds are...
25%?
Yeah.
It seems like real easy to win or lose.
That's why it's illegal, I think, because it's a very, very, very quick way of winning and losing money.
Yeah, it's
illegal now.
Yeah,
it's always been.
I think it's been always been illegal. It's legal on either Anzac Day or Australia Day, though. And I always find that very
Anzac
strange.
Day.
Yeah, Anzac Day. That's it.
On Anzac
Which is
Day,
not as big here.
In
Sydney, it's huge, actually.
Like, really?
Yeah. I lived there for a bit. And it's like, it's amazing how massive Two Up is with Anzac Day. They're like, every bar is playing it. You go there and everyone gangs around. It's really awesome.
That's
it's a nice
amazing.
Feature. In Melbourne, everyone's way too cool for that.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this rule before in my life, so.
It's, because you bet with the bar. And you can bet, like, getting drinks and stuff. Yeah. It's
That's
massive.
Awesome.
Toss the boss, kind of, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that game rules.
Toss the boss?
Yeah, some bars on a.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, cool kids here.
Toss the boss sounds like one of those, you know those, it's not quite a board game. It's, like, for kids, and it's, like, stack everything on the plastic mule and hope it doesn't. Go crazy.
Toss the boss is when you go to a bar.
I actually knew what he was talking about. So
you always saw ads for them on like Saturday Disney.
Like Mousetrap?
Like, yeah, like
Mousetrap is a board game. It's just like, it's like.
Don't wait, Grandpa.
That's also. Oh, I know that game. Wait, okay, so You've got actually that's a board game though.
It's no, called, it's maybe not, not. Don't Wait Grandpa. Then.
It's not called Don't Wait Grandpa. It's like Don't Wait Daddy. That's what it's called.
Oh, that is disturbing. Yeah, his names are getting worse and worse.
Don't Wake Daddy.
From Toss like, the Bus to Don't Wake Daddy.
So yeah, Don't Wake Daddy is a board game, and there's like a dad in a bed in the middle of it, and you roll a dice, and then every square has like a number on it.
Yeah,
and you've got to get the whole thing is like you're a kid, and you're meant to sneak through his bedroom to get to the fridge. To have midnight snacks.
Why is the fridge in his bedroom?
No, it's
because you're a little fat kid.
You're going through his
bedroom.
You got
a fat dad.
Dad's, yeah.
Fat shit dad is what it's unofficially titled. But yeah, so it's like a plastic dad in a bed, and there's a clock.
Yeah.
And with like every square has a number on it, and you got to press the clock that many times, depending on what square you roll on, and something's just randomized.
That sometimes sounds like a fun game.
Random.
And oh, the dad's wearing like a nightcap, and when he sits up, it shoots off. It scares the shit out of you. Do it.
But doesn't Toss the Bus sound like the same kind of thing?
Yeah. Anyway, Toss the Bus is some, it's kind of like a happy hour sort of thing, usually, where okay. they'll be like, hey, at this time, come and buy a drink, and heads or tails, if you win, it's a free drink. If you lose, you have to pay for it.
Oh, that's good ass.
Mm.
I'm
That's
glad.
Toss the Bus.
Right. You're learning so much.
You'll know more. But also, this website points out that lottery wasn't officially organized until 1880. But the website seems like they're kind of not being snarky about it, but being like, you fucking idiot Australians. It took you 110 years to get on that. But it is kind of weird. Like, you'd think lottery would come before horse racing.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Like, we were colonized for 40 years before there was an official horse racing event. That's not very long.
That's bizarre. Like, surely.
It is quite quick, yeah.
Yeah, like
from the first tree getting cut down in 40 years.
Well, we had more horses than we had numbered balls, so that's why the horse race.
The lottery can be done in a.
With a raffle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I like that. That's good, so. Props for that. Australia, where they're fucking doing their, like, they're taking stock. How many horses? 106. How many coloured balls? Numbered balls? Zero. We're low. Surely, though, we were racing horses basically the moment we got here. What the fuck else are you doing with a horse?
Yeah, but
labor.
Labor? Like what it's actually for?
But horses are born for, yeah. Working for us.
That's horses are
and transportation.
Oh, yeah, they were transportation. That's right. That's how we got around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. But then after 40 years, we're like, fuck this noise. Let's race them. But like, actually race them. Actually, why don't they do horse racing like greyhound racing? Where
what
it's
do you
just
mean?
Horses.
A no, carrot on like a thing.
No jockeys, around. Just horses.
I don't think the horses will
smarter.
Do it then.
Yeah, I think
greyhounds are idiots. Yeah. A horse is too clever.
Greyhounds are all right. Don't talk shit about greyhounds.
They're a
really
fool.
Defensive greyhounds.
Yeah.
They're a foolish dog.
They're not a foolish dog. They're a good dog. They're a proud dog.
They're too pointy.
Yeah.
No, they're real good. Nah, I used to be against them, but then...
What changed?
What?
Well, Molly got a whippet, and that was good.
Is a whippet a greyhound?
Kind of. It's they look they're
same
like a
sort of thing.
Smaller yeah. greyhound.
Okay.
No, they... My issue is that those dogs don't have enough fat on them, so they're always shivering, and they always look like they're having a bad time. Don't put coats on your animals. If your animal needs a coat, it shouldn't survive.
But is that any worse than like those like huskies being anywhere but Antarctica?
Yeah.
They're real sweaty dogs.
Yeah, like they're struggling. Like, why do you have a husky in Australia? Like, it's crazy.
Aaron has a husky.
It's just brutal.
Animal abuse.
Yeah.
It is. Like,
someone
actually...
call the RSPCA on Aaron Magro.
Yeah.
Take him down.
Yeah.
That's why I always say anyone who owns a husky is just a horrible person. Like, that's.
Yeah. Well,
unless they live in Antarctica, then they're fine.
And they're allowed.
I've been telling Aaron he's a terrible person from the first day I met him.
If you shaved a husky, is that all right?
No, you're not allowed to trim their hair at all. You got to brush them.
Why?
Because if you cut their hair, it's got something to do with the fact that, like,
do they have nerves in them?
No, it's like cats and their whiskers.
It's not like cats and their whiskers.
I thought I knew the answer. Yeah. I did not.
You took it. Look, you took a confident punt. And you were not accurate.
You took a gamble, but it just you didn't
pass pay off. Wins.
So, do you know?
It's got something to do with the fact that because huskies are not made for climates like this, that like cutting their hair isn't like a natural thing for a husky. I think their coat sort of grows with them. Like it's not like us getting a haircut kind of thing. It's like the coat of a husky grows with it. I think, and I honestly
maybe you don't know.
I know it doesn't sound like he's making a pun as well. Game,
there's only so much Zoe's hair line. For a husky, is what you're saying.
Yes, no, the hair grows real slow. It grows with them as they get older.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so basically, you cut them off, and then they're only getting like a little bit. Yeah,
and they've got an overcoat and an undercoat, so like it's a complex hair system. I think is the answer.
Okay.
Anyway, don't shave your husky.
Can you shave other dogs?
Sure.
You can still shave off. Sweet.
I know, my weekend is going
to
be...
What would happen if you shaved the horse's mane?
It wouldn't it look as real weird. Yeah, it wouldn't look as majestic, yeah. I think.
Definitely take away from it. Yeah.
And probably flies would get in it.
Get in what?
Just that area there. That's sweet fly territory. There, in the back of the neck.
I think I meant its eyes, but...
What? I guess it couldn't flick them away with
its mane.
Yeah,
because that's what its mane is for, flicking away flies.
Yeah, is it? Oh.
Zoe, you got any facts for us?
Do I ever? Going off douches... Lottery.
Yes.
Mention. I mentioned the lottery.
Yeah, mention. I was like, what are the words I'm looking for? I do have a fact about the lottery in Australia is that we have an anonymous lottery because of murder. Which...
So, what?
All right, let me explain that. So we have an anonymous lottery, which means if you win.
No one knows.
Yeah.
Which is because up until the 80s. Mm-hmm. If you won, your name got published in the paper and they'd be like, fucking Jackson Bailey won the lottery and a big picture of you.
And his address.
Outside his house with his entire family.
And so you can see how this led... You can see how this led to a murder.
Uh-huh.
And I can't. No, I can't put two and two together?
No way that could get you killed ever.
No. So pretty much what happened is like in the 80s, this guy won the lottery and then his son got kidnapped and in turn murdered because the kidnappers wanted to have the lottery money.
I see that as less bills, to be honest.
Kids are expensive.
You just won the lottery, though.
Yeah, like bills weren't really an issue.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, he's like, oh, I got so much money. The only things I have to pay for now is like my kid to go to school. Well, that's been
don't even have
care
to
of.
Pay for that.
Yeah. Man,
I can build a new kid. It's the 80s. It's the future. The legs are now.
Weird science.
The 80s kids are the future. Yeah. It's now.
I like to imagine somebody. Yeah. I like to imagine somebody killing that person, assuming they'd get the money. Like,
yeah, that's what I mean. Like, why kill the kid?
Well, no, see, something went wrong.
Yeah, but still, like,
a murder. But say I kill the kid. Where, how does me finding a rich person's child and then killing that child make me rich?
See, I love like
it was a bribery situation, guys.
A ransom, like the Mel Gibson film Ransom.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's not kind of like
wait. Exactly like the Mel Gibson film Ransom.
Based
off it? Yeah, that's actually, you've ruined the movie now for everyone.
Mm. Mel Gibson. To watch that
movie? Yeah, I was going to watch that tonight. I was super excited.
1996 would be pretty upset if they heard this podcast.
Sanchez Radio broadcast in 2016 and 1996.
We're broadcasting simultaneously. I've had so much caffeine, I can't talk straight.
I do want to say this, like, as in, this is one of those things where you hear this story now and you're like, okay, obviously there was a ransom, like, as in, he was killed. But maybe the son was just a huge dick and rubbing it in people's faces and they killed him because of
that reason.
They're like, don't touch you. My father just won the lottery.
I just checked IMDb and Ransom actually did come out in 1996. How did I know that?
You have a problem.
You're
sick. It does seem
like, I think if we give you enough caffeine, you become like omnipotent and know and see everything.
Yeah, I mean, like, people.
Give you enough caffeine, we can just shoot movies at you and you'll be able to. Like, know the time they
that's
came
his
out.
Skill.
Bone Tomahawk.
What?
2014-15.
Fun, the game.
Point Zoe.
But yeah, people probably didn't haven't realized this, but like, because I drink like Coke Zero and stuff all the time, but like, give me a coffee and it fucks me up real bad. Like, I can't sit still at the moment. I've had two coffees this morning. Anyway, I'm not
a big
adult
for breakfast.
I had a kebab.
I'm such a fan of the charge you get from when you're caffeinated.
Oh yeah,
like
it's
I intentionally don't drink much coffee just so I can get that hit easily. Like, as in, I go out of my way to just so.
No. I've dulled myself to that charge.
No, how good is it?
I'm having the time
of my
life.
I have like four coffees and then I skip right past the charge to needing to shit real bad.
Yeah,
I've been off caffeine for about 6 months.
Oh really?
Which is super boring.
Man, you're gonna fucking, if you go back to it.
Oh no, I had Pepsi with dinner the other night. It was a Pepsi Max, and I was like, that's sugar-free or caffeine-free, one of them.
Sugar-free.
Yeah.
And then I had like one glass of that with dinner, and then I didn't fall asleep till 8 a.m. the next morning.
8 a.m.?
I was just like in bed like...
How good was it? You were just charging.
I was really tired.
No, it's so good. Like, I kind of want to just go for a run. I know that I'll hate it, but...
You're all jittery. I'm watching you over there. You're just having a great time with everything.
I'm just really enjoying the idea of Pepsi with dinner. For some reason, that makes me real happy.
You're getting
chips.
Fancy.
Oh, I was going to guess KFC, which is... I don't know why I made that noise. I didn't.
Oh, was wrong.
Fat girl. She's always eating KFC.
No, I just I don't know why. I just associate Pepsi with KFC.
That's fair. KFC's pretty good.
No, because they don't have the licensing to Coke.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, true. That's...
No, but I meant like, if someone's like, I had a Pepsi with dinner, would you guess KFC straight off the bat?
Yeah, I think probably,
I had KFC the other night. Well, that was last night, in fact.
Last night? I was with you last night.
I know. Not for the whole night.
Oh, wait, no, you mentioned that yesterday.
I went and saw Lights Out with Ryder.
That's good.
Here's another brief aside, because fuck if that hasn't been all this episode is. Lights Out has the message, if you have mental illness, shoot yourself in the head.
All right.
And I'm not even joking. A woman has a demon, and the demon is like the most obvious, blatant metaphor for her own mental illness. She's like a mom for these kids. And the kids are like, Mom, you're ruining us with your demon. Help. And she's like, oh, I can't get rid of it. Oh, hey, metaphors, the Babadook. And then...
Yeah, I was about to say.
And then, in the end, the demon's killing her kids. And she's like, I know what to do. And she just shoots herself in the head. And then the movie ends. The movie's actual...
Did the demon go away?
Yeah, it disappears. And the kids are like, gee whiz, we're alive and safe. The actual message of the movie is kill yourself. It's amazing. That's, what the fuck?
I guess it works.
What the fuck? Anyway, everyone watch Lights Out in cinemas now.
The tragic part is that most of that stuff's genetic, so those kids are...
They're going to also see the devil later.
And
that's what I was expecting, but she doesn't turn up and again. They're just like, oh, thank God. That mom shot herself in the head.
Everything was fixed.
That was exactly what had to happen.
I'm not even sad because it was
life. They're actually not.
Because it's like a heroic thing, isn't it?
They're sitting in the back of the ambulance. They're like, huh, it's all right. We're together now. And then the credits roll. What the fuck, Lights Out?
That's another... I've seen a lot of horror movies that are in the back of an ambulance.
Every horror movie ends in the back of an ambulance.
Conjuring 2?
Yeah, because the ghosts are dead and everyone's been hurt by the ghosts.
And they're just a bit spooked and like, fuck, need to sit down in the back of an ambulance. I've never seen that in real life.
People sitting in the back of an ambulance.
Yeah,
tragedies have you been at?
No, but like, think about it. Like,
you've seen an ambulance.
In films and that, they're always like, oh, I got head wounds, or I've been unconscious, or I've been shot a bit, but the ambulance back doors are open and they're just sitting on it.
Yeah.
That never happens. They'd be like, get this fucking cunt doctor before he bleeds out.
Get him out of my... I think it'd be like, get this fucking cunt out of my ambulance.
He's putting blood on everywhere.
It's clean.
You're either in or you're out.
Does your insurance cover this?
But yeah, no, think about it. Because, like, I've seen people get put into an ambulance before, like, broken legs and stuff
.
But, like...
Well, yeah, how many people have you seen spooked by ghosts? That's probably protocol. Oh, shit, I don't know shit.
They always get put... No, because they're like, oh, you're spooked. Get him to hospital. Make sure he's not spooked anymore.
Make sure we get the
ghost out. No, but I think it's also... I don't think it works with the shooting, but I think if there's no injuries that you need to go to hospital for, I think the ambulance will just check you out.
Oh, yeah, true. To maybe make sure, like, you don't have any broken bones and shit.
Yeah.
Or just to give you a warm cocoa or whatever.
Yeah, because
they do that as well, don't they? Yeah.
It's like, have a blanket and here's a coffee. Like,
I think it's like, that's just like if there's a disaster. Like, if a house catches fire, yeah. And you get out of the house, even if you're not sick, they're like, sit in the back of the ambulance.
No, they take you to hospital.
For mental health.
How many fireplaces explode have you been in?
What?
How many have you been in?
No,
I don't think anybody's been in a fireplace explode.
No, I've had family friends whose houses have caught fire. They're fine.
They haven't put you in the back of an ambulance?
I wasn't there, but like they
got
taken.
Give them a call.
That was me picking up my phone and then putting it back down because I was not dedicated to the bit.
Yeah.
Got any other facts for us, Zoe?
Yeah. Russian roulette. Oh, nope.
The best game.
Ooh, no. I fucked that one up. Normal roulette. That's the one with the spinny.
Yeah, yeah, that's Russian roulette.
No, that's Russian roulette with the gun. I was just thinking of normal roulette.
Yes. I thought the spinny thing by which you meant the chambers.
No.
The thing you spin. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
No, I mean the big tabletop spinner known as roulette is also known as the devil's game because if you add up all the numbers on the board, it equals to 666.
That's Satan. Satan wants us to play roulette.
Are you doing the math? Are you trying to?
I was thinking, like, what's the highest number on the board?
It's 36.
36. I don't know if...
It seems like a lot.
1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 6 plus 7 plus 8 plus 9 plus 10 plus 11 plus 12 plus 13 plus 14.
Keep going.
15 plus 16 plus 17 plus 18 plus 19 plus 20.
Don't stop.
21 plus 22 plus 23 plus 24 plus 25 plus 26 plus 27 plus
26. I don't know if she lost count there, but...
I wasn't even.
I didn't know. I was real impressed.
Yeah, you did well.
Like he just stuck to one number.
I was like, if I,
86, 86. He was having a fit. So it's a bad time to have a fit. No one noticed. Yeah.
Everyone's like, yes, it's fine. He's going to get
realize we just kept repeating it?
Help! Imagine if with roulette, like they used the rules of Russian roulette. So like you put the ball on, you spin it. If really it lands on the number you've chosen, someone just shoots. That'd be all right. There aren't enough, isn't enough gunplay at AR?
That's
casino.
True. Okay, here's actually one.
Yeah.
Would you, I'm sure there's an answer to this.
Yeah.
But if you're playing Russian roulette,
yeah.
Where would you want to go if there's six of you and you're not reloading?
Did it add up to 666? It did.
It did. Sure did.
Fucking
did.
He
did the math. Did you just go through one at a time? And
yeah. Right. How else was I going to do it?
You could have just like.
Exclamation point.
Here's an exclamation mark.
What?
What?
The exclamation mark.
Yeah, the exclamation point is just. I actually think it's times, factorial. Not plus. I'm pretty sure it's times.
Maybe it's times.
I think it's times.
I mean,
times
like, I was using big. A basic calculator on
so
my phone.
So basically, when any number, then you put an exclamation mark after it, and that means maybe it's times.
I think it's times. So it's one times two times three up until whatever number you put in.
What?
It's factorial, it's called. Yeah.
I was bad at
36
math.
Learning shit.
I was in advanced placement math, but no one cares.
So, good on you. I was in general maths B.
I bet
I was in advanced placement math up until about year 12, and then I decided no.
I missed the question.
And took meteor instead.
You're playing Russian roulette.
Yeah. So good choice.
It's one bullet in six chambers. You're playing with six guys.
Yeah.
And you just got around the table and you don't spin it every time. Where would you want to go?
It doesn't matter. It's random.
Is it?
Yeah, because if you're spinning
it every time.
Because if you're the last one, you know you're going to kill yourself.
Surely you can just be like, shoot someone else and then just see what happens.
You're the only one with a gun.
Yeah.
I mean, a gun with only one bullet, but still.
And if you spin it every time, I don't know.
I think they spin it every time.
Yeah, they spin it every time.
If you spin it every time, then is it still better to go like sixth? Or is it like...
Nah. Well,
no, even then you'd be like, man, it's got to go soon. If they spin
no, because you want to go sixth just because there's...
Very good
a
chance.
One in six chance every single time before you. Yeah, so exactly. Someone's probably going to shoot themselves in the head.
Yeah.
But then...
When someone doesn't and it's just you, then you're like, ah.
But then you have to spin it again.
So I guess, yeah, you're fine again. Yeah, true. Good point. Doesn't matter where you sit.
Yeah, so it's just like, flipping the corner.
I always imagine it with six and they're all Russians.
Well, that's just racist.
I guess it is. I like that kind of Russian roulette where it's like everyone stands in a circle, everybody has a gun, only one gun has bullets in it, and you all fire at once. No.
Did we watch a movie about that when we were in high school?
Maybe. Actually, only one gun doesn't have bullets in it. Otherwise, that's
yeah, no, that was that movie we watched in high school. And then we're at so-and-so's house.
Yes.
And then we watched that movie that was kind of Star Trek but German, and they were on a couch.
Yes.
And then we watched the black and white film about Russian roulette after, which made no sense
what
after watching.
What was that movie that was like a German parody of Star Trek?
But with a couch.
But they were on a couch, not a ship. And it was like real weird with
and
it
gay.
Was like a gay character.
It was
but it
super
was like
gay.
Super gay. Super gay German Star Trek.
I can't add much to this.
Do you guys know the movie we're talking about?
Nemesis?
Yes! That was good. That was well timed.
That was very well.
No, it's like Russian roulette. Everybody has a gun. Only one gun doesn't have bullets in it. You stand in a circle. Everyone fires at once. Only one person survives.
Fire at yourself.
Yeah.
No, at the person in front of you.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. So everybody in a circle. You got a gun to someone's back. One gun has no bullets in it, but nobody knows which.
And like you're three... firing across to each other.
No,
like...
you're in a like a circle.
Yeah, and is
like
it...
you make a conga line. They connect the front and back.
Yeah.
And then you fire your guns.
At the person directly opposite.
Yeah, like the person in front of you. And then only one gun doesn't have bullets in it, so only one person survives.
I see why you're struggling to comprehend this. You're not standing in it. Like, imagine, like, sort of the human centipede. No, sort
I'm,
of
like, I'm doing, like, isn't it, like a hexagon. And you're
yeah,
in each corner
there, there are angles, and there's someone directly opposite. I can picture
that. Everyone's got a gun in their back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In
yeah.
their back.
No.
Yes, they're not getting it. Yes, Dusha.
I
didn't
get it. So it's like a conga line. I get you okay, now. Okay,
yeah.
Right,
it's
on
not like how we're sitting down.
Oh, so you're.
It's not.
Yeah,
you're all not pointing across ways.
No, no, no. You're pointing to the person in front of you.
No, but
yeah. So next to you. So I'd shoot Dusha. Dusha would shoot George. Yeah, George would shoot Jack. Jack would shoot me.
Exactly. And one of us doesn't have any.
That makes no sense for people who can't see how we're sitting.
Okay,
but they get the vague idea.
Yeah. So it's almost like, let's say your arm is directly sideways to your body.
Yes.
And then you're all facing inwards.
We could just say that you shoot to the left.
Give me a pen. Give me a pen. Zoe, give me that pen.
No, it makes sense.
Zoe, you threw the pen on the ground.
That was such a
terrible
throw. I
don't get the pen.
No, I've got it now. I'm just trying to...
I don't think you do, George.
No, it's not a crossways into the circle. So anyway, it's not diameter.
Look,
it's diameter,
drawing a diagram.
Radius, no.
Okay.
It's circumference, not...
And I'm pointing...
Diameter.
The arrow is where you
diameter,
put the gun.
No, is diameter halfway through? Radius is halfway through.
Radius is halfway through, so diameter
so
would
it's...
be straight across.
Like this.
What?
George, like this. Look at the circle.
We're both saying
George.
The same thing here.
Yeah, diameter and radius. No, radius
Look,
is halfway through
the point is, it's circumference, it's not the other one.
Yes.
Okay, so there you go. I got there.
I wasn't paying attention. I was drawing a circle with points.
The hell? This is just a picture of a penis.
Got him good.
Anyway, that's a good one because you just end up alive or dead and nobody ever knows.
Or just
or the guy who's alive does.
Yeah, well, he's aware.
I'm just so confident if I played Russian roulette, I'd be the one that gets shot in the head. Like, because, you know, I just know that's what's going to happen, right?
What about if it's Russian roulette, but just on your foot? See, we're going to get shot in the head. You're just going to maybe break your
foot. Do I win money if I do it?
No, you
wouldn't get
any
cred.
No,
then
why? You win money. You win money.
You wouldn't get any cred then if you talked about it after. Like, yeah, I played Russian roulette. But it was like to my foot. Everyone's like, oh.
That's front freaks.
No, but then if you said, I played Russian roulette, they're like, oh. And then you'd be like, what are you doing? They're like, calling the police. You're going to jail.
That's a crime. You killed a man.
No, because you're playing with yourself.
Yeah, it's
manslaughter. It's still manslaughter.
You can't play Russian roulette with yourself. Then that's just risking
suicide. No, but you're shooting yourself in the head. So...
No, but as in, like, if you're playing...
like, with a group of people. Okay, so, like, you're not just alone. Being like, gee, I hope I win.
Bang, bang, bang.
No, it would be manslaughter, at least.
Yeah, because you're the one...
Yeah, but like you're still participating in a game that's...
They're that competitive. They couldn't resist playing. So yeah, it's manslaughter. That's true. If you got
I think there's a name for it. It's like you basically like led someone to murder.
Oh yeah, like assisted suicide.
Yeah,
is
yeah,
like,
yeah. That's probably what it would
still
be.
Still a crime.
You're still going to jail, George. I'm sorry.
Look.
But that's
bail.
The cops are on their way.
No, look, I think
our Patreon money's coming along, so maybe we can afford bail, but we're not sure yet.
We're not positive.
So what about then like if you feed someone candy?
Huh?
For feed someone candy.
How much
You're
candy?
Killing them, sort of.
Yeah, but that's a bit at a time, not a bullet. That's like, Dusha, I'm giving you corn. If you ate loads of corn, you'd die. But I'm just giving you one corn.
One corn?
Yeah, just a corn.
I guess you're pretty
A corn!
Whoa. That's okay.
Got any movies for us, George?
So many.
That's great.
I mean, basically, when it comes to gambling, that's like...
There's
every
movies
movie
galore.
Ever that's involved some sort of gambling.
There's stakes in every game, and stakes is another way of kind of gambling,
exactly.
I guess,
it's
or
not,
saying gambling.
It's not overly exciting if there isn't some sort of gamble. But this actually reminded me of, have you guys seen The Gambler?
The Mark Wahlberg classic?
Do you mean the Kenny Rogers song?
No, you've seen it with Mark Wahlberg?
I haven't seen it, but I'm well aware of it.
Oh my God. Is what I can say. Like, you have to watch this movie.
Is it because it's so good or so bad?
It's
got
one
Mark
of those
Wahlberg
two.
In it.
And it's not Boogie Nights. So,
like, Mark Wahlberg is one of those guys. He just can't play a character who's smart. Like, he just can't do it. Like, when he
fair.
Says smart things, you're just like, this guy doesn't know what he's saying. He's just confused.
You're like, I can't believe this. I can't suspend my disbelief because I know Mark Wahlberg is this clever.
Because the thing is, it's based on, like, I looked it up because I was so interested in this movie because I'm like, what the fuck did I just watch?
Yeah.
What was that? But I watched, so apparently it's based on like some movie from like the 70s, Robert Redford. And in that, he's meant to be like this really, really ultra smart, like math teacher of some kind,
okay.
A philosophy teacher. And his whole view is like the meaninglessness of life. And he's got all this deep philosophy about like, you know, gambling things away. And his gambling is almost like a reflection of his philosophies on life, and like he's learning both at the same time. You know, this horrible gambler, he's actually doing it for this deeper reason.
Yeah.
So they're trying to update that, but they've got Mark Wahlberg being the guy. So when he says smart things, you're like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Like, as in, he's just like, you know, he's kind of getting. Yeah, he just doesn't. He's trying to say these deep things about, oh yeah, the philosophy. I can't do a Mark Wahlberg impression. No, that's Wahlberg. But the best.
Wahlberg.
It's Boston. He's got a Boston accent.
That's kind of Boston.
Oh. Mark Wahlberg looks like if Boston. you had a pair of leather boots and accidentally put them in the Harvard Yard.
He definitely does not look strike. And like that's it's just like in The Happening when he tries to sound. So, you've all seen The Happening.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's what a movie. But in this, and just,
we've only
just
seen the Mark Wahlberg classics.
Yeah, exactly. This movie ends. Like, I'm not going to say, like, doesn't matter, but there is a bit towards the end where he just starts running.
Okay.
And it goes for really long. A scene of him running from, I'm assuming it's like many, many kilometers. Like, he runs from outside a city to a house. He, like, has his moment of realization, and they film with uplifting music, and it goes for a while. Of him just running.
How long would you say in terms of time? How long
I would
you're
say
it?
It's at least 3 to 4 minutes.
Jesus.
That's too long.
That's too long of running. Running, not good to watch.
Yeah, which is meant to mean something, but you're just like, why is this happening?
And like, is it slowed down or anything like that? Or is he just running at regular pace?
It's just scenes of him. It's just showing different parts of his journey as he runs from this den to this other person.
What? So that means like when the people are sitting down and they're like the cinematographer and the writers and all of that, they're like,
a lot of people have to make that decision.
Like, yeah. Be like, and Mark, he'll just run. And everyone's like, oh, that's so good.
Yeah, it's because he's running away from his old.
Just get him running.
Yeah.
Somebody should just run for like a bit just so we get the idea. No. It's a deal.
All I'm thinking about is the scene in Juno where Michael Cera realizes that Alan Page has given birth. I could have used the character's names, but no. Yeah. Has given birth, and he's at the track meet, and then he just keeps running. That's good. And that's what I'm just imagining. So imagining Mark Wahlberg.
Fuck, that was said with like the most slow.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
But
right?
I feel like that's got more. Like, this guy isn't a runner. He's a professor who's.
I'm imagining him in like a suit as well, like, but not a nice suit, like a professor.
He's wearing
suit.
Like a leather jacket and jeans.
I really want to, because I think I might have been slightly not sober when I was watching this, but like I laughed quite a lot in it, which isn't. It's not a movie you're meant to be laughing.
No, when that happens in a film,
when it's not intentional. Yeah,
you're watching like Good Will Hunting, being like, oh, this comedy gold,
funniest film I've ever seen. Can I think of other Marky Mark movies? Where he's playing clever people.
Yeah. Oh, no, because I was going to say, I'm like, I watched Daddy's Home recently, and I genuinely didn't mind that. Mark Wahlberg in comedies, right. I will give him that.
Yeah.
Great comedic actor.
Yeah. He's such a doofus.
And you're like, that's so nice.
The other guys he's really good in.
His comedy films, I'm all right with.
Yeah, that's the problem. He does the serious movies, and he's the same guy.
but now we're expected to believe that he's some kind of genius.
Oh, in Transformers, he's really clever. The fourth
one.
I haven't seen it.
What's it called?
He's got like the
Rise of the Dinobot.
You know what?
Age of Extinction.
That's it. Age of Extinction.
It basically was Rise of the Dinobot.
Yeah. I was like, you went that far off.
I was kind of right.
I wanted to call him Xander Cage, but that's the guy from XXX. That's Vin Diesel's character.
Just coming back.
We need to talk about the trailer for XXX3, the return of Xander Cage.
I haven't seen it, but.
Is that coming out soon?
Yeah.
Yes.
There is
a scene where Vin Diesel is riding a motorcycle. And like he goes over, like, so yeah, he's riding a motorcycle. It's lots of really intense music. The one thing that differentiates this scene from any other movie where Vin Diesel would ride a motorcycle is he's riding on the ocean. Like on a wave. Like he.
What?
He's surfing.
No.
But with a motorcycle.
He's riding a motorcycle. I'm sure it's probably a spy gadget, but the trailer doesn't tell you that. It's just a motorcycle getting air off a wave.
What the fuck?
So I was watching his trailer. I was like, fuck, this movie's real dumb. No, I'm sold. Can I buy tickets yet, please?
Can we just talk about how Vin Diesel, like, it actually doesn't matter what movie he's in. It's just glorious to watch him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
Vin Diesel. La Familia.
He could be doing anything, and you'd be kind of happy to watch. The Last Witch Hunter is absolute garbage, but fuck, it's fun to watch.
Has Vin Diesel ever been in, like, a serious star vehicle film where Vin Diesel is a star vehicle of the film and he hasn't demanded that there be a sequel made? I don't think he's left alone any film in a franchise. Because, like, Last Witch Hunter is like, no, we're going to make a sequel. Triple X is like, no, we need to make a sequel.
Riddick got two sequels. Fuck.
Fast and Furious is now up to 8.
Man.
Guardians of the Galaxy is now having two.
That's true.
No, that's fine. Right.
Fuck, plus he's somebody else.
Iron Giant.
Iron Giant.
Iron Giant.
Tom Bellotta.
I don't know what that word was. I don't know what
Iron Giant.
She said Iron Giant.
I just imagine being like a bunch of school kids riding past the junkyard and Zoe with a hook hand being like, Iron Giant. Iron Giant. You're like, oh, pedal away. Don't let her get you.
That is,
you're feeding her the junkyard dog. Yes, Iron Giant.
Stay away from their kids.
It doesn't have a sequel.
No, but I think they're talking about making a sequel for it, maybe.
But I don't think Vinny D's headlining that. I mean, I hope he is. But what happens also with Vin Diesel is that he does a lot of movies and then the sequels don't involve him. It's like he's like, I wish there was a sequel to this movie, and they're like, okay, will you do it? He's like, no. Like Triple X, the second guy in it.
State of the Union is Ice Cube.
Yeah,
a solid choice.
Give all of the films I don't want to be in Ice Cube. I hate that guy.
Ice Cube rules.
Yeah, he's all right. I got a lot of time for Ice Cube.
Yeah, me too. Ice Cube should be in more films again. He was just in Ride Along.
Are We Home Yet? And shit.
And
yes. Are we there yet? Are we home yet?
They did Barbershop 2 recently.
Barbershop 3. You mean Barbershop the Next Cut?
I do mean Barbershop 3. You are correct.
Fuck, man.
I know that because I just programmed the screenings did it come for out? My cinema. Yeah. 2016. Hasn't come out yet.
Ah, what did Riddick come out?
What about Barbershop 1?
Ooh, good question. Riddick 1, as in Pitch Black?
Yes,
1997.
Pitch Black. Riddick 2. Ooh. Come on, Dusha. My boy.
2010?
Okay, maybe. Riddick 3, just... The Lost Riddick.
Hang on.
Let's... Riddick in Space.
Riddick in Space, in all fairness, was my favorite.
That's oh, wait, no. Riddick Chronicles film. Of Riddick would have been earlier in 2010. Would have been like 2008.
Dusha, you know, we talked a lot of smack, a big talk about filling you full of caffeine so you become omnipotent, but you're just using Google.
No, I was well off with Chronicles of Riddick, but to Riddick, did I say 2013 out loud?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because that's when Riddick came out. I was right about that.
2013?
And, yeah, Riddick was the third one, yeah. What was the other movie you yelled at me that I gave you an answer for?
Riddick in Space.
No, Barbershop, I don't know. No, the one before that.
Riddick in Space.
Riddick in Space. That's the upcoming Pitch sequel, Black. 2000. Oh, yeah, Pitch Black. That was the other one.
That, you said 1995 for that one.
I'd go with, like, 2001.
I said 1997. I thought you said 9. Oh, okay. We've all
gone. Oh, nobody
it
remembers.
It was 2000. I was wrong anyway.
Less than close. A minute ago, I guess.
Anyway, films. They happen, they come, they go. Ice Cube's in some of them, Vin Diesel's in the others.
I know this is completely unrelated to anything, but have any of you guys seen Tremors?
I have.
Yeah.
Tremors is great.
I just watched that recently.
The Kevin Bacon
that
film?
It's like the best K-Bakes. Movie. That is just such an entertaining movie.
It's fucking... Right? Did you know that Tremors 4 is set in cowboy times?
What?
Good.
Tremors the Wild 4 West?
Is set in, yeah, it's set in the epitomous Wild West. They call them Dirt Devils.
That's
the
good.
Tremor Beasts or whatever the fuck.
Really?
Kevin Bacon's awesome. And on that note,
speaking of Kevin Bacon,
all yes. Right, okay.
So, and on that note, speaking of Kevin,
he was
Bacon.
In Rounders, which is another gambling movie to tie it back.
Oh, that's good.
Yes,
we got there.
We got there. Yes,
3 degrees of Kevin Bacon gambling separation.
That's cold.
Well, I think he's a pedophile in that movie. No, he's not.
And on that note, I've been Joel Dusha.
I've been Zoe Bellotta.
I've been Jackson Bailey.
And I've been George DeMorelos.
Thanks for coming on the gambling. Have you got
plug your show?
Oh yes, I should be doing that. Yes,
that's on Saturday.
This Saturday, 7:15. It's on Lonsdale Street, 160 Lonsdale Street. Diagonally, you guys know where stalactites is?
Yeah. Stalactites rules.
Diagonally across from stalactites.
Oh, fantastic.
If that description helps. And you can get tickets at the website www.georgedimmer.com.
Sweet.
We'll post that in the show notes below. And when you see stalactites, be like, I want you to imagine this. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. My friends went inside to get a kebab. I had a cheeky vorm outside and no one ever knew.
You got away with it.
I got away with it. That's rare. It's
busy at 4 hours in.
Yeah. Like I snuck down the alley, had a cheeky vorm, came back and they're like, oh, you all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I wasn't fine.
You just vommed.
Yeah, but they never knew.
Fuck.
That would be so many stalactite stories exactly the same as that.
Everyone should go to your show, then go out drinking and then go to stalactites and relive my life.
Did you eat after doing that?
I didn't eat at all.
I was going to say, I would have been impressed then.
Nah, I think...
Yeah, he made room for the kebab.
Yeah.
Nah, once I'm vom, I'm done.
If you think this show is worth at least $1, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.